Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin. Talking about sales management, talking about the importance of a sales manager, the job that they have to do, and why you should hire the right kind of person, why you should make sure that you invest in them having the time to manage, to do the steps, to do the elements of a successful professional sales manager. Brad, thanks for hanging out with us. Brad's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. Brad, in the previous segment, you identified a handful of specific activities that a sales manager needs to be working on. Let's start with that list and work down through them.
Okay. Well, first thing I say is they got to have the knowledge. In other words, they have to know their salespeople's job better than they.
Otherwise, there's not going to be any respect. You got to have that first, don't you?
Exactly. You can't teach what you don't know.
Yeah.
And you certainly can't learn to ride a bicycle in the summer. So you got to get out there on the floor. And,
you know, I've seen people bring in managers. Sales managers who knew how to manage, but they didn't know the industry, and the products and the pricing and everything. They weren't steeped in what the company sold. That's always a strike against them when they come in like that, isn't it?
Exactly.
It works. You know,
It can work.
But it's not easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the aspects of knowledge is that you got to remember the old saying that people will improve what you necessarily what you expect. So that's where it goes back to statistics that we started talking about. Is if you want to improve something, then start tracking it. And, you know, there's three ways to institute change in an organization, and I think that's through policy, training, and incentives or bribery, if you want to call it whatever
right.
it is.
Or, right.
But if you don't have the knowledge to train them on how to do it, and you're not making a policy that it has to be done that way, then, you know, things are being done randomly and haphazardly and not necessarily the way that they should be done.
So. Right, right. All right, so what's next? So we got to have the knowledge.
Okay, so we've got to have the knowledge in four areas, and that's
right.
Product knowledge, operations, sales techniques, and, of course, customer service issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say that you got to be able to provide leadership. And, you know, that's kind of a misnomer, this whole thing, leadership, because what is leadership? And I think it's actually the ability to do something that they don't necessarily want to do,
right?
Which is almost impossible. But you know, it's the old saying, you can't motivate them to do something they don't want to do.
You know, Brad. When I think one of the things that I think of leadership, when I think of the great leaders that I've been part of, one of the things that they did is they had my
right.
I felt that I could tell them what I needed to tell. I felt that I could that they if we worked for a larger organization. That the people that they worked for, that they were sort of protecting me from them. That they were filtering the stuff that was coming to them. They didn't give it to me full blast. You know what I mean? They kind of had my back in that way. I also felt like I could make them a partner. If I was having a hard time, if I was having difficulty in something, I could make them my partner. And instead of me going down the road by myself and ultimately getting fired, they actually would jump in there and be my partner to help solve it. I think that's part of leadership. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too. And I think the managers, great managers, are great filters, if you know
yep.
what I mean. They
yep.
filter the stuff coming up and they filter the stuff going down.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, you've got to have your salespeople's back and protect them and understand where they're coming from. And, you know, just instilling discipline within the organization is part of that leadership and having somebody's back. And if they're following the disciplines, then I'll work with somebody till the day I die.
Right.
But when they don't follow the disciplines, that's where I get an issue with people. And,
this leadership thing is huge because it includes courage. If you're going to have leadership, if you're going to be a leader, you got to have courage to do what's right. You also
have the ability to make decisions.
Right. The hard decisions. And
yeah.
and you also have leadership. Also means that you allow people to succeed. That you let me say this: a true leader is a servant leader. in my opinion. The best leaders are the servant leaders. They're the ones who do what they can to help their people be successful, and they aggregate their success from that success.
Well, I think you and I are great examples of that, because we're not very dang smart, but we surround ourselves with great people.
You hit it right on the head. Yeah, if you're like Brad and me, you're not the brightest bulbs in the box. Make sure you surround yourself with smart people and let them be successful. All right, what's next?
Well, I think that incentives is major, because I think that salespeople always have in the back of their head, well, what's in it for me? And whether you pay commission or don't pay commission really doesn't matter to me, because I think over time it just becomes a form of pay. So they have to have some other incentives through games, contests, rewards, pats on the back, attaboys, those kinds of things to keep somebody motivated and involved and wanting to do a great job and always looking to fine-tune their skills. So, if you could create an environment of personal growth and development within an organization, I think that organization is going to be successful.
So incentives. And
incentive.
Whether it's commission or spiffs or we used to have at Sears, we had, what do they call those things? I'll think of it in a minute. They had PMs. We had PMs. They call it
PMs,
promotion.
Yes,
they call it promotion money.
Yep, exactly.
Let me tell you something. I put myself through college with PMs.
Yeah,
I put a wife through college with PMs.
There you go.
whatever it takes, because you want to get people, you want to get their eyes to light up when a customer walks in.
Exactly. That's,
right?
If they're excited to wait on the next customer, then it's an issue.
There needs to be some reason other than the fact that they're going to get a paycheck on Friday.
Yep.
I think that's well said. Regardless of what you do for a living, even if you're, dry cleaner, grocery store, whatever it may be. Hold on a thought. Quick break. Right back with Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.